Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Home to all the jaw-dropping moments. Home to all the best plays in the league. Home to your favorite players from the cities you love. MLB.tv is the home of streaming baseball. Get your ticket to out-of-market games live or on demand across all your favorite supported devices. Home or away, you'll be able to catch all the MLB action this season and gain access to exclusive content. MLB Big Inning brings fans a special live look into the game and delivers the best highlights from games every single day.
That is out of the ballpark!
Tune in for select pre- and post-game coverage or check out new MLB originals for a deeper dive into your favorite teams and ballparks. You can even check out inning milestones, in-game details, and personalize your app for your favorite team. MLB.tv has extended their content library for more originals, like vendors and out-of-the-park films. You can find returning shows like MLB Carded, Baseball Zen, and so much more. There's no better place to never miss a moment of the action than with MLB.tv. Stream every game from every team all season long with MLB.tv.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Monday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS, number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. Coming up today, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. We are winding down in our season preview with each NFL team. It is the Las Vegas Raiders Day, and we'll do a little first and goal with their former offensive lineman. Now does a great job on their radio broadcast in Lincoln Kennedy. And always producing this extravaganza is no other than Hot Take Hickey.
Hot Take Hickey.
I don't usually make mistakes, but when I make mistakes, I like to learn from those mistakes. And a year ago, I sat here and I said, I believe the New England Patriots should start Mac Jones week one, but they will start Cam Newton. And all throughout that process, I saw training camps and then also preseason games where my eyes were telling me Mac Jones is the better quarterback, but I came up with this theory inside of my cabeza that Bill was going to be loyal to start to Cam, and not only that, he didn't want to throw his rookie quarterback right to the wolves right out of the gate. I was wrong. Bill Belichick was right. The Patriots ended up winning 10 games last year, and Mac Jones got valuable experience. So I fast forward to a year later where another big franchise, the Pittsburgh Steelers, have a very important decision to make, and I'm going through the motions again, and I keep on saying, and I've been saying this ever since he was drafted, that Kenny Pickett should start week one. However, Mitch Trubisky will start week one. And I'm going through the exercises. I'm going through the motions again. I'm watching training camp, or you're getting the reports of training camp. I'm watching the preseason games. And I look at these quarterbacks, and it's clear, not by leaps and bounds, but it is clear to me that Kenny Pickett is ready to start week one. And when I look at Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think it would be a mistake now if you're Mike Tomlin in starting Mitch Trubisky week one. I'm sick and tired, even though Trubisky hasn't fallen flat on his face, but I'm sick and tired of everyone trying to hype him up and trying to make him something that he's not. He was drafted number two overall to the Chicago Bears. He did not have a good career in Chicago. Some of it his fault. Some of it the fault of the incompetence of one Matt Nagy and also Ryan Pace. And a year pretty much on the sidelines in Buffalo, carrying around the clipboard and talking to Brian Daboll, talking to Sean McDermott, talking to Josh Allen, people this offseason were trying to sell me that Mitch Trubisky was going to have this big redemption season. And he's going to Pittsburgh, where he's going to be the perfect guy to reestablish himself and show that he could be good in this league and be in a good organization and show you that he has the tools not to be a great quarterback, but a competent quarterback. And this is what I'll say. If all of that was true, which it's not, this wouldn't even be a competition. Because when you're pinning a rookie quarterback who's never played an NFL regular season game up against a guy that's been in a league for a few years, the guy that's been in the league for a few years should easily win the quarterback competition. And we are now several weeks into this quarterback competition, and who gets you excited for Steelers football this year? It's not Mitch Trubisky, who hasn't been terrible, but this has been a close quarterback competition. And when I watch these games, and I know Kenny Pickett isn't starting, but neither was Mac Jones last year when you had all these preseason games, Kenny Pickett looks like the better quarterback. And it would be one thing if you had the Steelers, who are a win-now team. If the Steelers are ready to win a Super Bowl tomorrow, or if they were ready to win the AFC North tomorrow, and you had an established quarterback already there, I would 100% go with the established quarterback. But when you're a team that it's more likely than not that you're going to miss the playoffs this year than make the playoffs, I think you do what is best for not only the future, but when the future is also best for the present, that's even another thing that makes me say, alert, alert, alert. Zach, why are you saying Kenny Pickett should start, but when it gets to the will, you're going with Mitch Trubisky? So as I sit here today on the 22nd day of August in the year of 2022, I am ready to learn from my mistake from a year ago. I am ready to change my opinion that's been the case all summer long and all offseason long, that Kenny Pickett, who was considered the most NFL-ready quarterback in this draft class, should start week one, but he won't start week one. I am saying today that Kenny Pickett will start week one. And shame on the Pittsburgh Steelers if they go with Mitch Trubisky out of the gate. And I was watching ESPN earlier today. Adam Schefter goes, the moment Mitch Trubisky stumbles. Now, I call him Trubisky, but Schefter calls him Trubisky. The moment Trubisky stumbles, they're going to go to Kenny Pickett. Well, if that moment happens right out of the gate, or through 4 weeks in, Mitch Trubisky shows that he's more of the Chicago quarterback than the quarterback that people are trying to paint him out to be this offseason without even playing, it's going to be a quick hook. Why delay the inevitable? Even Schefter said it. At some point this year, Kenny Pickett is going to be starting games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There is not a valid reason to me why you wouldn't start Kenny Pickett week one. It'd be one thing if Big Ben was still there and playing at a great level. It'd be one thing if you had a great starting quarterback or even a good starting quarterback on your roster. But if you're going with Mitch Trubisky, you're basically punting the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season, or however long they're going to allow that experiment to go. Because the upside is not good enough. It's not great enough. When I look at the upside of Mitch Trubisky, what is it with the Steelers? There's nothing that you tangibly hold on to say, yahoo, that's going to be my guy for the next 5 to 10 years. If there was belief, if there was some conviction that was going to be the case, I would say, all right, you go with Trubisky. But pretty much, even from this NFL draft when we were in Las Vegas, even when everyone was hyping up Trubisky this, Trubisky that, the Steelers even told you they don't even believe in him long term. And they knew he was a stopgap, because if they actually believed in this turnaround project and this rejuvenation project for Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh, they would have never drafted a quarterback in the first round when QBs were not the strength of this draft class. They really like Kenny Pickett. And you're starting to get a buzz in NFL circles that Kenny Pickett is ready. So if he's ready now, you start him now. You don't wait 4 to 5 weeks just for the sake of waiting. And I haven't heard a valid answer yet. They have enough pieces there where Kenny Pickett should be able to get through this season and learn from this season and go through the growing pains and get the experience of being a rookie quarterback and playing. I know some people are going to tell me, oh, well, the offensive line isn't great. Oh, is the offensive line going to change that much in 4 to 5 weeks when Trubisky sticks up the joint and then you're going to put Kenny Pickett in there anyway? It's not going to be that much different. And you got some playmakers. It's not as if you're going to ask Kenny Pickett to throw the football 50, 55 times a game. Mike Tomlin's a smart coach. Mike Tomlin is a top 7, top 8 coach in the league. They're going to use the strength of that football team. That's going to be running the ball and running Najee Harris into the ground. And you have enough weapons for him to throw the football to when it's required for Kenny Pickett to throw the football. And he's mobile too. So he can navigate some of the questions and some of the sloppiness that could be in front of him at his offensive line. When you have guys like Deontay Johnson, Pat Freiermuth, and then Chase Claypool, who's a good but not great wide receiver in this league. And every time I'm reading something about the Steelers online from this training camp, it's George Pickens this, George Pickens that. So maybe he's going to have a very successful career if he could stay healthy. And you have a good defense. If you had a terrible defense and your offense is going to be on the field so many times because your defense is just allowing touchdown after touchdown after touchdown and only on the field for a minute because the teams are just going up and down the field on the defense, then okay, maybe you'd have an argument. But this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. You have a great organization. You have good enough players. You have a very good head coach, a Super Bowl winning head coach, a coach that's never had a below 500 season in well over a decade in this league. There's enough there to be able to assist and to be able to guide Kenny Pickett when you throw him to the Wolves week one and it not ruin his career. I just saw it happen in New England. Mac Jones was said to be the most NFL-ready quarterback in the draft class last year once you got past Trevor Lawrence. And look how many quarterbacks went. He was the 5th quarterback in that draft class. And Mac Jones got in the field and boom, right away, he didn't do anything that was, wow, like he's unbelievable. He's great. I do think he could be a very good quarterback in this league. He made the Pro Bowl because 7 guys rejected the Pro Bowl, but he was competent. He did enough what was asked of him, and they didn't ask him to do too much. So the Steelers could do the same damn thing. I don't want to sit here, and I don't want to tell you anymore that Kenny Pickett won't start week one because he has already shown me enough to say he is ready to start week one. And if you go with Mitch Trubisky out of the gate, you're just delaying the inevitable and you're just wasting everybody else's time. There is no upside, there is no logic, and there is no reason why Mitch Trubisky should be starting week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The question just becomes, will the Steelers do the obvious and will the Steelers have the guts to start a true rookie quarterback? Because that's what they need to do. It worked out fine for Belichick last year. Why can't it work out for Mike Tomlin? I'll get to our poll question today at Zach Gelb on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter as well. The Steelers this year will win the AFC North, be a wild card team, or miss the playoffs. 14% say win the AFC North, 38% on the early return say be a wild card team, and 48% say miss the playoffs. The apex this year for the Steelers is being a wild card team. I cannot sit here and tell you they're better than the Bengals or they're better than the Ravens. Now, Watson's out for the first 11 games, so maybe they are better than the Browns because they're going to be going with Jacoby Brissett for the first 11. The apex, though, for that Steelers team is to be a wild card team like they were a year ago, be a 7 seed, and be 1-and-done in the playoffs. You show up, you get smacked by whoever's the 2 seed, and then you're going home. So even with that being said, I think it's likely they're going to miss the playoffs, and that would be my answer to this. It's still not a ship that is sinking. You could put Kenny Pickett out there and get a great advantage for having him start week one in the NFL. If this was a win-now team and you had a win-now quarterback, sure. I would understand giving Kenny Pickett a year, 2 years, 3 years. But you don't have a win-now team. You have a team that if everything goes right, they just simply make the playoffs, and that's it. But they will not even have a prayer in sniffing the playoffs if they have to waste the first 4 to 5 weeks and going with Mitch stinking Trubisky. It just can't happen. Imagine if Tomlin makes that announcement. All right, we're going to go with Mitch Trubisky week one. Is there any excitement in the locker room? Is there any genuine excitement? No, absolutely not. But if you go to Kenny Pickett, you say, wow, he's the future. And the future can also work in the present. It doesn't need to be Lombardi Trophy right out of the gate. It doesn't need to be AFC North champions right out of the gate. But you can be a team that goes 9-8 and you show some signs throughout the year where Kenny Pickett manages the entire season and does a good but not great job and throws some bad interceptions, fumbles the football, but he shows you enough where you could tangibly latch on to it and maybe it takes you to the playoffs. I wouldn't expect it, but maybe it does. It did for the Pats last year, and then it continues to build that belief that the Steelers are moving in the right direction once again, because as great as that franchise was and as proud as that franchise is, we haven't seen the last like 4 or 5 years there be realistic Super Bowl expectations for a team that is defined by winning championships. So I'm done with playing nice here and saying, yeah, Pickett should start, but they're going to go with Mitch Trubisky. Mike Tomlin, do the right thing. Mike Tomlin, start Kenny Pickett week one, because he hasn't failed at anything that we could see that you've asked of him. So if he can't win this quarterback competition, what has Mitch Trubisky done that makes you say, wow, I need to go with him? Because I haven't seen it. And when you are a veteran quarterback, you should demolish the rookie in a competition. And Mitch Trubisky has not been terrible, but he's not demolished Kenny Pickett. And there are times where Pickett looks better. Will the Steelers start Kenny Pickett week one? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I think they'd be crazy if they don't do so. When we come on back on the Zach Gelb Show in 5 minutes, the drama Dallas Cowboys are talking again. Stephen Jones said something. Is it fair for Stephen Jones to say this? And what can we expect out of the Dallas Cowboys? We'll get to that on the other side.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So I opened up the show passionately explaining why the Pittsburgh Steelers should and will start Kenny Pickett for week one of this NFL season. Now, hot take, Hickey, this is usually a good barometer on our show. And I think some of our more intense debates occur when we discuss things that should happen and then things that will happen. And we've had a laundry list of those kind of debates. So now, you heard what I had to say for the first 15 minutes. I know for most of the summer, we've been in agreement that it should be Pickett, but it will be Trubisky. Today, I am changing my stance, and I'm saying Kenny Pickett will be the week one starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. With what you've seen so far, I'm assuming your should has never changed. Who will be starting week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I still think it's Mitch.
Man, I thought I was really convincing the first 15 minutes. I thought I was passionate. I thought I was intense. And I thought I could do enough to change the way that you think. And last year, you were a guy, and I'll give you credit, you were a good prognosticator one time in the NFL season last year when you tried to talk me off the ledge when I'm like, oh, they're going to go to Cam week one. Why? It's obvious. It should be Mac Jones, but I think they will go with Cam. And you go, come on, don't doubt the greatest head coach of all time. Don't doubt the great New England Patriots. They're going to make the obvious decision. And now, a year later, the roles have been reversed. Where I'm trying to convince you, and I'm trying to speak it in existence to you, that it will be Kenny Pickett week one. Why do you still think it will be Mitch Trubisky?
I think because, number one, I do think the Steelers are interested to see what they have in Mitch.
He sucks!
I think he's better than you're giving him credit
for. Stop!
I think he's better than you're giving him credit for.
For two, three games, okay. But over the span of 17 games in a season, he's not going to be good. He's been fine in the preseason. He has not fallen flat on his face, but he's not making it through the entire season as their starting quarterback. He's not going to do enough to keep the fans from chanting, "We want Kenny! We want Kenny!" You know that. It's kind of pointless.
I kind of like put in Pickett.
Oh, that's good.
Put in Pickett. Yeah. Steeler fans, there you go. That's yours.
Or you get a few drinks in your system. Hey, Tomlin, you moron! Put in bleeping Pickett. Let's go!
That works just as well. You know those will be raining down.
Those are the times where I wish we were exclusively on Sirius. Then I could actually drop the curse word here or there. Now, a few weeks back, you said that Kenny Pickett, when we went through the Steelers' schedule, won't get in until the game against Atlanta on December 4th. That's what you said. That's when they're going to officially hand the baton over. If, let's just say, in one of the rare occasions, that hot take Hickey is actually right, that it is going to be Mitch Trubisky, yuck, week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I would actually be okay with, even though I just laid out the argument why it's not going to be the case, because you play the Bengals and then you play the Patriots. Selfishly, you want to give me Mitch Trubisky up against the Patriots? Thank you, Mike Tomlin. We'll beat you again. Which, by the way, that could be a really bad Monday for me. If it's week two and Mac Jones can't beat that bum in Mitch Trubisky, whew, I may use one of those terrible towels to just wipe up my own tears. That could be occurring. So if they want to go Trubisky and do the wrong thing, there's nothing really I could do about it, but it would be a mistake. But let me just go through your scenario for a second, that he is starting week one. Can I convince you that he's going to get on the field? Is there anything I could say right now, hot take Hickey, that will make you move off that date of December 4th? Yes or no?
Probably not. I'm open-minded, but I'm going to still say probably not.
Probably not. Do we have the Schefter audio?
Yes.
Can we play that audio? This was Schefter earlier today on ESPN talking about Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. Go ahead.
I think the feeling around the league has been that Mitchell Trubisky was in line to be the opening day starter, the favorite to be that guy. And when you talk to people now, here's what you keep hearing, that the young kid is quote-unquote coming on, and he's coming quick. Yep. And so I don't know when they're going to get to Kenny Pickett, but they're going to get to Kenny Pickett at some point in the season. I think, essentially, as soon as Mitchell Trubisky has a stumble early in the season, that'll open the door to get to Kenny Pickett and give Pittsburgh a chance to go to the quarterback that seems to get better at practice every single day, that seems to impress them more and more all the time, that seems to be, to use the words that I've heard over and over, coming on. And so when you look at this Pittsburgh class, rookie class, Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, Calvin Austin, quarterback, two wide receivers, Pittsburgh has found some young playmakers on the offense side of the football that look like they're going to be in fixtures in Pittsburgh for years to come.
So hot take, Hickey. You hear that audio? That sounds like a quarterback that's going to be riding the bench all the way until December?
Yes, because
what?
I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to run Mitch Trubisky out there and then in week three at halftime say, you know what, screw it, we'll put Kenny in. I think he's either going to start week one or you're going to sit him on the bench for a while because Mike Tomlin's not a guy that just kind of willy-nilly, we're going to change this and that. Like, even you heard him on Saturday after the game. He said, I thought Mitch played well, but, you know, we got to give him a chance at least have, you know, a chance to have a balanced offense and run the ball. And he's already blaming other parts of the offense, not for Mitch.
Why? What is the upside? You be Mike Tomlin. You tell me the upside on starting Mitch Trubisky. I want to hear it. There is no upside. You don't have anything.
I think there's talent there. I think he's better than Kenny.
Oh, stop it. You think he's a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, I want to see him play.
Give me a break. That's just because you hate Narduzzi and Pitt.
No, that is
not
true.
That's what it is.
That's not true.
Anyway, let me give you a route where let's just say Tomlin does the stupid thing, and the stupid thing would be starting Mitch Trubisky week one. Let me give you a little road where you mix in what Schefter said that goes against you that is, oh, I'm hot take Hickey, and Kenny Pickett's not going to start until the Falcons game. Hey, and also, before I get into the road and the path that I want to lead you down, if you think Mitch Trubisky is better than Kenny Pickett, why do you then have Kenny Pickett eventually replacing Mitch Trubisky this year? If he's so much better and he's going to be good and he's going to be this great redemption story in Pittsburgh, why does he then get on the field on the fourth day of December like you
think? Well, let's say Mitch Trubisky's great. I don't think either option is very good. But
he said
I think he's better
than Kenny Pickett,
I don't think Kenny I'm not very high in Kenny Pickett.
So if Kenny Pickett doesn't play one game this year, what are the Steelers this season? What's their record? If you had to just give me a
9-8.
9-8?
8-9, yeah.
And that's what the quarterback. Wait, hold on. Really? You think they're going to be 9? And I'm not disagreeing in terms of I think the Steelers could finish 9-8. But you've been someone, I'm surprised to hear that record come out of your mouth, because you've been someone that says the Steelers aren't that good.
Correct.
You don't like their offense. Have you changed your tune a little bit? Because how does Trubisky, with the team that you like to bash a lot, get to 9 wins?
I'm saying if Kenny Pickett doesn't play, that means that Mitch Trubisky's playing better than even I anticipate. And that means that this team is going to be in a playoff hunt. And in the mix, and you're in the mix, and you're not going to be making a quarterback change, you know, midway or halfway or later in the year when you're in the midst of a playoff run with a quarterback that at least has gotten you, you know, close.
Stupid. It would be stupid if they start Trubisky week one. But anyway, I'm going to lead you down this path now. There's a chance that if they start Trubisky week one, that he could be done by the end of week three. Week one, you play the Bengals. Probably a loss. Week two, you play the Patriots. That could be a close game, but the Pats should win. You start the year off 0-2. And let's just say you beat the Browns, led by Jacoby Brissett. But Trubisky doesn't do anything positive. Week four against the Jets. Wouldn't that be a perfect time? Even though I think the perfect time is week one. But wouldn't that be a really good time to usher in a new quarterback? If the way that it goes, Hickey, is the way that I just said, that you're 1-2 after the first three games, and Mitch didn't really give you anything tangible to say, wow, this guy was really damn good, or this guy's going to be our starter for the entire season.
But then it goes, but like, if you're going to do that, just play Kenny Pickett week one.
Exactly.
Like, don't even waste your time. I think Mitch will be better than that, but it's like, why, if you're going to pull the plug that early, don't even waste your time on a guy that you clearly are not all in on.
What makes you think Mitch is going to be better than that? Because the way the Steelers are going to play football this year, it's going to be Najee Harris first. So there's going to be a limited sample size for Mitch Trubisky to even be really good or even be effective, because they're going to run the ball. And I think in a big spot, that guy's throwing a pick. Or when they ask him to throw the football 21 times in a game, there will be a pick or two that are going to be thrown by Mitchell Trubisky.
It's not even my belief. My thinking here, my logic, is more about the Steeler way, if you want to call it that, than the quarterbacks themselves. The Steelers are someone, you know, an organization that had a ton of winning years, but they don't exactly rush to, you know, make a decision or kind of cave to public pressure. Let's not forget, the last time they're in this position was when they drafted Big Ben. I think it was, what, 7 overall or whatever he was in the 2004 draft. The only reason why he played is because Tommy Maddox got hurt. He was not going to start that year, and he probably wasn't going to play at all.
And it worked out pretty damn well for them.
Didn't get hurt. Right. But it just goes back to the whole philosophy of they're not going to throw a rookie quarterback out there that if they feel like he's not ready or gives them the best chance to win, even if it's, let's say, the best thing for their long-term future, which I would 100% agree with you with, they're not going to do it.
Well, what has Kenny Pickett shown you this preseason so far that he's not ready? Because every time they put him out there, he's looked competent. And sometimes he looks better than Mitch Trubisky.
My thing, I'm not taking a lot out of preseason. So, like, he's playing against mostly twos. Congratulations.
But Mac,
like,
Jones did the same thing last year, and that was the guy you were advocating to start over Cam. What do you mean?
They rotated. And Cam's not so. Cam Newton's not very good at all. He stinks.
Well,
not to brag.
Now,
I was way out in front of that.
Now he's not good.
Way out in front of that one.
But he was an MVP at one point.
Oh, no. I'm just saying last year, there was no hope for him in general with the Patriots. I want to say,
what hope do you have with Mitch Trubisky? What hope? Sell me. I'm asking you to sell me. Sell me. Tell me what hope there is.
No,
to
Mitch Trubisky, I told you. It's
to make
not,
me say, Kenny Pickett ride the bench in year one.
I think he can get you around a playoff spot, but I don't think either quarterback is getting you to the playoffs. And again, this is more about the Steeler way than anything that either quarterback has shown so far.
Well, then this would be one of the rare times that I'll say this, that the Steeler way then is stupid. If you're telling me that they need to start Mitch Trubisky week one because they're going to be steadfast on their belief, don't start the rookie quarterback right away, give him time, don't cave to public pressure. Do you have a genuine quarterback competition or is it just a farce? And if this is a genuine quarterback competition, once again, Mitchell should have blown out Kenny Pickett. And this door is not even slammed shut yet, and there's more and more and more people advocating to start the kid week one. Kenny Pickett should be starting week one. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a timeout. When we come on back, we'll get into some of this Brady nonsense and also some nonsense coming from the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before. Never seen before.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Rich Ackerman, the Ackman, is stirring up the pot this evening. Hot take, Hickey. You were there during the break, and I don't think you see it whatsoever. And I just put it out on Twitter at Zach Gelb. Ack goes, there was a moment when we were talking and Ack was waiting to do his update where they were showing Baker Mayfield, who was just named QB1 for the Carolina Panthers. Surprise, surprise, not really. And he saw Hickey speaking, and Ack glanced up, and then he looked at the TV screen that's in front of us and saw Baker Mayfield, and he thinks you and Baker Mayfield resemble one another. And it's a spinning image, is what Ack said. You don't see that whatsoever.
I do not, no.
Can I go to the people on Twitter? They say, James Casson, I can see the resemblance. And then this guy, Carmen DeSantis on Twitter says, nope. Baker won something here. Now, can you do me a favor, Hickey? That's a shot at you. Nope, Baker won something here. What the heck does that even mean? And it's a Steelers fan.
He's better looking than me, which that's probably a shot at, like, Baker couldn't win in Cleveland, so now at least he's won one off the field, I guess.
But Baker did win a playoff game in Pittsburgh, so I don't get why that would be coming from a Steelers fan. That's a little bit bizarre.
Congrats, he's better looking than me. Like, no surprise there.
You're not a bad looking dude.
Yes, I guess Steelers fans are down that bad. You got to take whatever victory you can right now. Woof.
I'm trying to see what the resemblance would be, other than you guys both have a beard.
Black hair and black beard.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know what? Your ears are a little similar. Ears are similar.
Our ears?
Yeah, your ears. When I zoom in on your ear and I zoom in on Baker's ear, now you're a lot tanner than Baker. Baker's so pale. If you were pale, if you didn't go on 9,000 days of vacation this summer, and we got winter hickey and not vacation hickey, maybe. I didn't see the resemblance at first, and maybe just because I'm looking at a picture and wanting something to be true and it's not, maybe if we got a pale version of hickey, you guys could be comparable.
Anytime we're talking about ears being similar, I think that goes to show you, we are grasping for straws here. Yeah. Actually, you guys have similar necks. You guys look exactly like, okay.
Well, Axe said your girlfriends look similar pretty much. He thinks both of you guys outkicked your coverage.
That's fine with me.
I think
hopefully
actually Baker's
my girlfriend
married.
Doesn't hear that.
What? That you outkicked your coverage?
Yeah, have her wise up and go get someone better.
I don't know. I feel like that's a marriage that's inevitable. I don't want to put you in a weird situation, but I would be very surprised if you and Lolly don't end up getting engaged and getting married.
I would be very surprised at this point. Which
how many years has that been? 3-4 years, right?
4.5, almost 5.
Oh, wow.
In October.
There's some pressure on you soon, right, to pop the question?
I don't think so. We're taking it easy. We're young.
Well, the last time Axe stirred up the pot, you were actually on vacation. Now, you may say which day because you've been on vacation this entire summer.
I would say it's also a shock, but it's really not.
When you were in Ireland, Ack was walking around the newsroom, and Ack goes, is this the time where Hot Take Kiki's going to pop the question? He thought this was a potential engagement trip when you guys went to Ireland. And I asked Marco, because Marco is really the El Capitan of CBS Sports Radio, and Marco is like a fatherly figure, I think, to all of us here at CBS Sports Radio, and he'll shoot you straight. Marco goes, yeah, I'd be surprised if Hickey comes back engaged. He said to me, he goes, are her parents on this trip? And I go, no. And he goes, yeah, I'd be very surprised.
Marco's got a pulse of the people.
Yeah.
He knows the newsroom very well.
Look at you just stealing bits from other people's radio programs.
That's just a common phrase that's thrown out there. Pulse on the nation.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, the other thing, when it comes to ACK, and Ack saying that you resemble Baker Mayfield, do I have to then go back to this in December if you're pale, and then maybe we'll see it, or is this something we just throw in the trash can because you don't see the resemblance whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, does a shade of skin, like if I'm less tan in December, is that going to make all of a sudden now it's a spitting image? I don't think so.
Like, oh,
if Baker
wow.
went to a tanning salon tomorrow, are we going to look more similar?
Yeah.
I would say no.
I think so. I think it would be another quality, I guess, or physical trait or characteristic, something like that. I don't know what the right word is, where people go, oh, yeah, I could see a slight resemblance. Now, Buckeye Pat, who I don't know if he's ever sober when he listens to this show, and Ohio State season hasn't started yet, so I don't know if he's drinking in excitement or just drinking in misery yet. Buckeye Pat says definitely, he definitely thinks you look like Baker Mayfield, which if Buckeye Pat, who I like, is saying that you definitely look like Baker Mayfield, I'm going to take the opposite there. But Buckeye Pat is good for one good observation throughout the year. He told us last year the Bengals were going to win the AFC North, and we all laughed at him. He ended up being right. We just thought that was the drunk guy at the bar. The Bengals are going to win the AFC North! And the next thing you know, they win the AFC North during the Super Bowl. And I wasn't the only one that laughed at that hot take, Kiki. You did as well.
Oh, 100%. Laughed him off the show. We haven't heard from him in a while, and now he's right.
Does Ross Tucker, though, have a point? Because I said this phrase, or I relayed the message that Ack said this phrase, oh, Hickey outkicked his coverage. Ross Tucker once joined us on his anniversary, which this is 2 years ago. I'll never forget. I don't know why he was calling into our show on his anniversary. And I go, you outkicked your coverage, Ross. And he goes, we need to retire that phrase. He goes, my coverage was appropriately kicked. I played in the NFL. I went to Princeton. My wife is very good looking. I'm good looking. the coverage was kicked appropriately. Is that something that you're in agreement with, Hot Take Icky?
I would rather outkick my coverage than appropriate. You know, yeah. You always want to do better looks-wise than...
Spoken like a man in a relationship right now.
Am I wrong?
I'm just saying. If you and your girlfriend never like, break up, start hearing all these negative things, you know, just go through the
let me throw this out your
breakup.
Way. The next girlfriend you get,
yeah.
If you are better looking than her, is that a problem? Like if male and female, we
well,
just say
it's not always about appearance.
And that's true. I'm
you
just
have to have an emotional
I'm just saying,
connection. Can't just
I would
be
agree.
Physical.
But don't you always want to be with someone that's attractive?
Well, some people do tell me that I'm a catch these days.
There you go.
A lot of moms tell me I'm a catch.
You and Zach Wilson maybe hanging out a lot this offseason.
That's not a bad one, actually.
That's a guy you should start a friendship with.
Yeah, when I went through my breakup. A lot of mothers on Long Island were telling me, you're a catch. You want to go out with this person, that person. And I'm saying, what the heck are these mothers looking at? I needed to be born like 30 years ago, not in 1994. Maybe I have to text Zach Wilson. I'm Zach, you're Zach, mom's like us. I'm a Patriot, I'm a Patriot fan, you're a Jet fan. Maybe we should start hanging out, Zach Wilson. We did sit near each other. At a Mets game this year, Mets Cardinals, he was three rows in front of me. See, I'll tell Zach, I don't need to be front and center in the entourage. I'll take a back seat. Just we got to hang in the same social circles. That could be a possibility. Eh, probably not. No way Zach Wilson's hanging out with me. He's been on the show, but there's no way he's hanging out with me. No chance.
Well, you never know how many of his friends are into the same kind of woman he is. I imagine he's trying to go to like a 50 and over bar. All right, guys, who's going? Yeah. Crickets in the group chat.
Who wants to go to the 4:30 p.m. early bird special, boys?
Crickets. There's Zach. I'm in. So actually, you know, he may need you.
Yeah, I don't know. I have some commitments usually during the dinner hour, so that could probably...
What, this show?
Yeah,
come on.
Show. Hey, Spike, I'm taking off. I'm going out with Zach Wilson. We're going on a mom hunt tonight.
Every Tuesday in the NFL season, the player's off day. I'm off.
I'm going to have a load management day.
How about a half day?
In more ways than one.
Half day. How about that? You'll come to the final 2 hours when the early bird special ends at 8 o'clock.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Stephen Jones recently said, talking about Dak Prescott, quote, I think he's had the best training camp he's ever had, close quotes. Did Stephen Jones need to say this, Hot Take Icky? He said that to the Dallas Morning News.
Did he need to say it? I will say no, because it should be obvious. The last two offseasons have been filled with injury.
There's no need to say this. But this is what the Cowboys do. They just add more drama when drama could be avoided. Because if you're paying this guy $40-something million a year. If you say he's had the best training camp he's ever had, and the Cowboys don't meet their success level that we think they could, or some people think they could this year, isn't that kind of an indictment that the quarterback's not as great to the level that you're paying him? Now, there could be other excuses, not all on the quarterback. The line's not good. Michael Gallup's just getting back. We'll see how CeeDee Lamb, and I'm a believer of CeeDee Lamb, how he will be his number one wide receiver. No more Amari Cooper. Not a lot of optimism around Ezekiel Elliott. But you look at the Cowboys. For them to have a successful season this year, and for Mike McCarthy to be back next year, I think they got to make the NFC Championship game. And I don't see the Cowboys, Hickey, making the NFC Championship game. And I know you're the king of the hot takes. I don't believe, though, that's a hot take.
No, I am 100% with you. Could not agree more.
I don't like what Stephen Jones said. And it's weird because this is probably more so out of support, but with what the Cowboys are all about, and I said this once in jest, but in a weird way, I think it's starting to become true. It's almost as if the Cowboys evaluate success based off of how much drama they could stir up. Where a lot of teams base success, and most teams, and the majority, and almost all the teams base success of how many wins you have and how many losses you have. But for the Cowboys, whenever there is a path or a door that's slightly open to making statements or having a little drama, they kick that door down. And, hey, you should put all the pressure that you need on your franchise quarterback when you're paying him $40 million, and he should be able to survive this, and he will because Dak has a good head on his shoulders. Well, when you say that he's had the best training camp he's ever had, that is once again setting the bar all the way to the tippy-tippy top. And I don't view the Cowboys as a team they're going to reach all the way to the tippy-tippy top this season. When we come on back, what the heck is going on with Tom Brady as he makes his return? And did we find out who maybe the mother bleeper was? And I'm not talking about Zach Wilson. I was talking about a quarterback that one team said, yeah, I'm going to roll with that guy instead of the great TB12, the GOAT. Meh! It's a Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Mandy Bell.
And I'm Sarah Langs.
We're reporters for MLB.com, and our new podcast, Fielding Questions, will explain why baseball players are so superstitious, what separates the best ballparks from the rest, and all those other things you always wanted to know about baseball. You know, the greatest sport in the world.
You can subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget front row seats. We're taking you into the action on the field and in the dugout with Season 2 of Play Loud. Follow some of the league's biggest stars as we mic them up and get the cameras rolling during some of the hottest matchups of the season. Catch real-time reactions from Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor in the field, and catch all the hilarious conversations between players off the field with unprecedented access. Watch episodes of Play Loud at youtube.com/MLB. Play Loud brings you baseball like you've never seen before.
Now you can enjoy MLB Play, the one app with all your favorite free MLB games. Enjoy Beat the Streak, Quick Pick, and more. Enjoy competing against friends. Enjoy unlocking exclusive rewards. Plus, your chance to win $5.6 million. Download MLB Play. Enjoy the app. Enjoy the show. MLB Play. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter Beat the Streak, which ends at the conclusion of the MLB regular season or when the grand prize is won. Restrictions apply. See MLB.com/play for official rules.